Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jerisha Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. We encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, the Jerisha Eats podcast, which you can find on the Odyssey app. You can find it on Spotify, and it's also available on Apple Podcasts. The Eats podcast features a great interview with Brett Anderson, who is a New York Times food writer, who wrote about sort of the growth and the invention of Hmong food as a fine dining experience. And that is centered right here in Minneapolis. And I also would love if you guys would listen to episode 10 of this season, which has the owners of Kwong Restaurant right on Eat Street in Minneapolis. Their story is amazing, of the family escaping Vietnam, coming here as refugees from St. Cloud to probably the most famous Vietnamese restaurant in Minneapolis. And now it's the third generation that's helping to run that deal. Pretty cool stuff. So we would love if you would subscribe and check out some of your favorites from the podcast. So today is National Avocado Day. National Avocado Day. And this morning, Dan and I were talking about National Avocado Day.
Yeah.
And what Dan said shook me.
But it shouldn't have. You've known me long enough now that this can't really be that shocking to you, can it?
I'm not. I mean, I don't know why you have to question this very dramatic setup I did.
Because I'm trying to lessen the impact.
Fine, Dan, it didn't shake me. I was not surprised because you don't like anything
there
that isn't pizza and a burger and maybe chicken nugs.
Yeah, that's about it.
You have the culinary taste of like an 8-year-old boy.
Absolutely, and I own that.
I have never in my years of knowing you seen you eat a vegetable.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Now, is an avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
You would have a much better idea of that than I would.
I would say it's a plant. It is. I think it's a fruit because it's got a seed.
They have seeds? Okay. Then it's.
Yeah, isn't that the factor? I think so.
I mean, I don't eat really much in the way of fruit or vegetables. So, again.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't really matter to me.
So, National Avocado Day, Chipotle is offering you the chance to win free Chipotle guacamole for a year. And to Dan, you were telling me you would rather be waterboarded.
Yes.
Than eating guacamole.
Yeah. No, I find guacamole just utterly disgusting.
What's your issue?
Mostly when it comes to stuff like guacamole, it's a texture issue.
Okay.
I don't like mushy stuff that tastes funky.
Yeah.
And well, I'm assuming guacamole fans have a much different way of describing it. I think they can see how I'm getting to what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a dip.
Yeah.
Right? Like it is mushy.
Yeah.
Here's my guacamole issue. Or not, I have no guacamole issue. You're out of your mind. Who out there is, nobody's against guacamole.
I am.
651-461-9226. Are you with Dan Cook? Are you anti-guac?
Yeah, I'm anti-guac.
Because I want you guys to have a voice, you know?
You want them to pile on is what you want.
It's time for you to be seen, avocado haters. So do you also hate avocado or do you hate...
Yeah, I don't.
So guacamole is also hated.
Correct. You've
never had like a slice of avocado.
I wouldn't have phrased it like this texture, but I'm 100% with him.
Dan is 100% right. Guacamole looks like baby poop. Yuck. I mean, in fairness, it does sort of look like baby poop.
Again, I wouldn't phrase it that way, but...
I've changed some diapers in my day.
I can't say they're wrong.
Yeah, I can't argue with it. I can't. I like guacamole. I like making it. I'm pretty good at making guacamole. My sister-in-law, Kim, likes making guacamole. That's sort of her go-to thing to bring. Like, we're having a family gathering Saturday night, and if I had to... If I had to wager what she would bring, there's a good chance it's going to be guac.
Sure. That's your friend Wayne Kostrowski.
Oh, yeah.
Makes guac. I mean, that was his thing for the longest time.
Yes, at Tejas.
And he'd show up on the sports show or anywhere else.
And he'd bring that.
Here, I'll make some guacamole right here.
Tejas, by the way, is the Tejas Express at the State Fair is one of the foodie hidden gems because it's so good and people sort of sleep on it.
I'm trying to figure out if I'm tearing up because of the smoke or because the swell of support that we are seeing on the text line.
I finally agree with Dan. I'm anti-avocado and guacamole. Another texter from, that's a 320, a 763, 100% against guacamole. Another texter from the 612, I call it yuccamole. Do you really call it yuccamole?
I mean...
Joe in Maple Grove coming through pro guacamole. Another texter. I like to side with Dan whenever possible, but it's a no for me, dog. You're just wrong. Guacamole. It's delicious.
Sure.
Have you ever had it?
Yes.
When's the last time you had guacamole?
Oh, years and years and years ago. But see, my problem when it comes to food, once I get it in my head that I probably might not like something,
yeah,
forget it. We're done.
Another texter. I'm a visual eater. And guacamole does not look appealing.
Yep.
So...
That's a big part of it.
So that's it. It's over for me. I mean, I guess I just didn't realize there was so much guacamole hate.
I think you're seeing everybody in our listening audience that does hate guacamole is texting right now.
Literally 100%.
Yeah.
I'm with Dan. It looks like green mush and mold.
There you go.
Maybe Dan should spread it thin on toast.
No.
Another texture, I love me some avocado toast in the morning with a hard-boiled egg. Now, remember when avocado toast was like the official punchline for making fun of millennials, right? Like, when you're like, oh, man, avocado, classic millennial, you're probably sitting there with your latte and your avocado toast. I love avocado toast.
This picture that you've just put up on
that
YouTube.
That is not the most appealing avocado toast.
I want to vomit, but it looks like somebody already has.
If you take avocado, now, some people call it avocado toast, but it's really guacamole toast. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But if you take thinly sliced avocado, or maybe just avocado with a little salt, kind of give it a little swoosh, put a little
if you have to
fried
swoosh
egg.
Your food, I'm sorry, I'm out.
Love guacamole, says a texter. Pro guac, says another, or pro baby poop, whatever you got to call it.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Wasn't there a famous song from Finian's Rainbow called How Are Things in Guacamole? I don't know.
That's a deep cut. I remember being a kid and them doing a Finian's Rainbow production at the church we were going to. So,
oh, very close. Very close.
There was also blackface in that play, as I remember, so that's a bit problematic.
If you would like to hear a little of that song, I think.
A Londonderry bird, it well may be he's bringing me a cheering word.
play the whole song and wait till we get to the actual get to the actual line. I don't know where it is in that song. It's called How Are Things in Glockamora. Very close.
Sure.
Very close. The texture, I love the interaction. Everybody's, Dan is making me laugh, but he is wrong. Guacamole is delicious.
I'm not telling anybody else, you know, to not like it.
Well,
I'm just saying,
I feel
I'm
like
out.
I feel like you are. Nope. Like you would appreciate.
I fully own you. You accused me earlier, and appropriately so, of having the palate, the culinary palate of an 8-year-old. I own that, but I recognize that's me, and that I'm strange in that regard, and I don't expect anybody else to adhere to that. All I ask is that they give me that same show of respect and quit trying to push their avocado nonsense on me.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Like the avocado cabal, big avo.
You want to bring us food out at the fair, which is a month from today, by the way, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
1 month from today, we'll be standing on the porch out at Dan Patch and whatever it is. You want to bring some cheese curds over? You want to bring a panel pup? I'm good. Great.
You're good.
Don't bring me any avocado. Don't do it.
Guacamole is awesome, especially with lots of lime juice and cilantro. So I'm heavy on the lime, heavy on cilantro. I use red onion. Not everybody uses red onion. I do. And salt. I love salt. But texture says I can see where some don't like it, the texture and the color. Now, another texture brings up the accurate comparison because it is in the hummus family of dips, where it's got a little bit of earth to it.
Three guesses about my opinion on hummus, and the first two don't count.
Eat it out of the avocado with a spoon.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you just pull. And if you really want to get delicious, you get a little of that everything but the bagel seasoning from Trader Joe's, and you sprinkle that in there. Oh, baby.
The only thing I'm doing with a spoon when it comes to an avocado is using it to fling the avocado towards the nearest trash receptacle and calling Kobe if I make it.
Well, happy National Avocado Day.
Yes, however you celebrate.
From everybody here at the station. Anybody get traded yet? 11 minutes left in the trade deadline. The Twins have traded 7 away, including Carlos Correa, Willie Castro, Harrison Bader, and Brock Stewart. And Danny Coulomb. Those are the 5 from today so far. We'll update you after a break. Drive Time with DeRusha on a busy Twins trade day here on CCO.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.